USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted in favor of a resolution to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for not testifying to the mostly partisan January 6th commission. Out of 430 votes, the measure cleared the House by 14 votes, amplifying the partisan view from lawmakers. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on the House floor.
Democrats prevent Republicans from serving on the Select Committee. Democrats kick Republicans off standing committees. Democrats try to make D.C. a state. Democrats try to end the filibuster. They try to pack the court. They do secret impeachment hearings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. And they just said a naval veteran is afraid of the truth. And now today, they are destroying executive privilege.
Congress passed a measure raising the government's borrowing limit by $2.5 trillion Tuesday. The Senate voted 50-49 to approve the legislation in the afternoon, and the House later passed it 221-209. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A U.S. judge yesterday dismissed a bid by President Trump to keep his tax returns from a House of Representatives committee, ruling that Congress' legislative interests outweighed any deference Trump should receive as a former president. Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden said in his ruling that Trump was wrong on the law in seeking to block the House Ways and Means Committee from obtaining his tax returns. Grocery manufacturer Kroger will be hitting their non-union, unvaxxed employees in the wallet.
Kroger is eliminating some COVID-19 benefits for unvaccinated employees beginning next year. This comes as the grocery store chain is pushing to get more workers vaccinated as concerns over the Omicron variant rise. Kroger will stop providing unpaid COVID leave for unvaccinated employees and will set a $50 a month surcharge to non-union salary workers who haven't received the shots. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Back in 2017, when the GOP was trying to push a bill through Capitol Hill, Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer praised the CBO as being a fair and objective accounting of actual costs to incorporate a proposal. Now, the same lawmakers are slamming the CBO when they report the cost of President Biden's massive social spending bill that would keep inflation in full form. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News weighs in on the BBB and the CBO score.
If you spend that much money over 10 years the way the bill is constructed, the deficit goes from $360 billion to $3 trillion. So it's a lie. So what she said about me is a lie. The bill that's on the floor is a lie. The bill on the floor is set up to cost $1.75 trillion based on a lie. It's a lie that these programs will go away. If you tell the truth about the bill, like CBO did, it's $5 trillion. Not 1.75, is $3 trillion in deficit, not $360 billion over 10 years. I don't know what Joe Manchin's going to do. The biggest game in town right now, Sean, is what will Joe Manchin do? I can tell you what he said. He said he would not vote for a bill that was part of a shell game full of budget gimmicks. The CBO said this is a budget gimmick bill. He said he would not vote for a bill that added to the deficit. This bill adds $3 trillion to the deficit. He said he wouldn't vote for a bill that made inflation worse. This bill will pour gasoline on the inflation fire. Using his own words, he should vote against this bill.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.